USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is joining 29 other world leaders today for the NATO summit in Belgium. He's also scheduled to hold a news conference today on the second leg of his first international trip. The topics up for discussion at the NATO summit include Russia, China, global terrorism, cyber threats, and climate change.
We meet at a pivotal moment for our alliance, and today we'll open a new chapter in our transatlantic relationship.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Black smoke can be seen from 20 miles away after a massive explosion at an Illinois chemical plant. It happened this morning at ChemTool Incorporated in Rockton and prompted a mandatory full-scale evacuation. Fire crews are powerless so far to directly attack the blaze due to its size and intensity, but there are no reports of injuries so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Lawmakers in the House are returning to Capitol Hill on Monday. Republicans are expected to force a censure vote of Democrat Congressman Ilhan Omar or remove her from her Foreign Relations Committee. This after Omar tweeted, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban," along with her video questioning Secretary of State Tony Blinken during the day of a House hearing. Omar did apologize for the tweet, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, tells CNN, "Nothing to see here and everything is fine."
We did not rebuke her. We thanked, acknowledged that she made a clarification. What I'm saying is end of subject. She clarified, we thanked her, end of subject. What other people go out and say is up to them.
The TSA is reporting an average of 2 million people were screened at airports over the weekend. That's the highest number of screenings since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Novavax says its vaccine was 90.4% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in a large trial and worked well against newer strains such as the Alpha variant. On the heels of that news, just how ready are we for another pandemic? Former White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells CBS News he believes your personal liberties should not get in the way of a pandemic.
I don't think we are, and I don't think we are for a couple reasons. One is, I think we need to have a dialogue in this country about what matters. Is it more important for us to have our individual liberties that we don't wear a mask, or is there some common good that we should all be working towards? I think we'll do a better job technically. I think we will put the money into public health that we need. I think we'll have woken up a little bit. I also think our experience with the pandemic will hopefully allow us to respond better. But a divided country with leaders that play against our greatest fears, which divide us, and if we deny science, we're going to have trouble again. So hopefully we'll learn some of those lessons.
Senate Republicans this week are gearing up for a maximum pressure campaign against President Biden's choice to lead the Bureau of Land Management following reports about her original links to what they call an extreme environmental activism group or eco-terrorism. Tracy Stone Manning was connected to a group for more than 30 years that participated in spiking trees, which is where metal rods are jammed into tree trunks so they can't be cut safely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.